Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So it is fascinating to get an understanding and to try and understand the get insight into some of these legal frameworks, these agreements that are being signed. And of course, there's the newly signed Israel-Lebanon framework agreement that is brokered by the United States. So some have hailed it as a great breakthrough, one that could end decades of hostilities. Also, of course, pave way for greater stability that is along Israel's northern border. The agreement sets out the process aimed at restoring Lebanese sovereignty, disarming Hezbollah, establishing new security mechanisms. Critics have argued that it doesn't offer much assurance, and we've seen these before. I saw an article yesterday that was written by Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror. He is founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. He has a bit of a different perspective, and I wanted to chat to him this morning about that. A very good morning to you. I hope you're well.
A great morning. I'm well, yes. The north is nice, and there is like a little bit peace during the last days here. So, yeah, I'm okay.
So let's talk about this agreement that is in place or that is meant to be implemented. Give us your thoughts, your reaction. First of all, what is the agreement? And then let's talk about the possible consequences.
So, of course, it's not like a full agreement. It's like more like a declaration between the two countries, between Israel and Lebanon, moderated, of course, by the U.S. There is like 12 lines, 12 points in this MOU, if we can call it. There is, of course, some positive, and maybe I use the word historic, so maybe it's even historic understanding between the two countries. For example, it's the first time that by an agreement the Israeli army is allowed to stay in South Lebanon. And it's a huge difference between, for example, the ceasefire agreement signed in November 24 that the IDF had to withdraw unless only 5 points. Today, Israel control from the security point of view in some area in South Lebanon. Of course, it's not wider as a residence of the north, I would expect, but it's still an area. And again, it was agreed that the IDF shouldn't withdraw because the former agreement said the IDF should withdraw first and then we will see what is going on. Now it's not. It depends. The IDF will withdraw only when Hezbollah will be dismantled. So this is one great strategic achievement. The second one is the Lebanese government claims a couple of times about dismantling Hezbollah. They agreed, and it's also a frame to maybe a wider agreement. You can say the peace agreement. So this is on the positive, and of course I'm not criticizing it. I do believe that it is important. However, and I think that this is what I meant when I wrote the article. I'm a resident of the north. My community was evacuated. I was suffering from rockets of Hezbollah. My child, only a month ago when he was going to school, he got like the UAV alarm, so he had to pull down on the bus itself. You can understand and imagine what experiences for a 10 years old boy. And this is a terror. So the agreement said that Hezbollah should be dismantled. But the question, who is going to dismantle Hezbollah? Hezbollah declared loud and clear. He's not messing around. He's not like saying, he said, we are not going to do that. We are not going to accept this agreement. It's a humiliation for Lebanon. The Iranians support Hezbollah. So Hezbollah is not going to come to the Lebanese government and say, okay, because you have like a peace agreement, I will give you our weapon. No way. So the LAF, the Lebanese Armed Forces, should dismantle them. However, who will do that? The commander of the LAF that claimed that he is not going to confront against Hezbollah a couple of times, informal declaration. So who is going to do that? Bottom line, for me, not as a lieutenant colonel, only as a resident of the North, Hezbollah is going to stay. So yes, I have idea forces a little bit forward, but you know, Howard, it's not that they need to shoot 200 missiles every day. One missile, once a week, is the only thing that they need in order to make our children's life a disaster. Even if it will not hit the bus, because the alarms,
of course, because
the
it's
sirens,
the trauma of it. It's not and, the
exactly.
You know. So,
and this is, I think, still we have the problem that Hezbollah, at the end of the day, with this MOU or not, will not be dismantled. And the bottom line I wrote in my article means that only IDF will be able to bring back peace and quiet for my children.
If you know this and you're living there, you're part of the system, surely the government or anybody representing Israel in the United States in these negotiations knows this too.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. I think that the American government will show again, unfortunately, how naive they are. You know, they're trying to sign something with a terrorist country. And let's say truly that the Iranian is laughing on them every day there is in the Strait of Hormuz. So they're naive. They said, okay, but here we are signing that. Again, I'm saying there is some very important words and sentences in this agreement, but I do believe that everybody understands that Hezbollah will not be dismantled. Now, the question is, okay, so should we, as like foreigners, the U.S. government, the European Union, should we support and we build the Lebanese army, which would be much more stronger, so we would be able to fight against Hezbollah? However, there is a problem. Half of this army is Shiite people. Some of them, I'm not saying that all the Shiites supporting Hezbollah, especially not today, but some of them, including high-ranked commanders, we know by intel that they are a part of Hezbollah. They're collaborating with Hezbollah, so we will give them more ammunition. They will be much more modern army. And then what will happen at the end of the day? They will shoot on us. So, of course, there is here something that we should learn. The option or the opportunity, for example, what should have been added to this agreement, that because of Hezbollah is not willing to dismantle, it's, by the way, it's an Intel-Lebanese issue, Hezbollah party, the politicians, will go out of the law. For example, that the Lebanese government will close all the civilian institute of Hezbollah, their private banks, the good allowance, for example, Al-Qud al-Hassan in Arabic. They have the call Jihad al-Buna. It means this is the institute that is responsible for rebuilding the houses of the Shia population. Those are civilian organizations, so-called civilian. They are supported by Iran, and they are serving only the Shiite supporters of Hezbollah. So what should have been there is that the Lebanese government will have an holistic treatment of Hezbollah on all of its mechanisms, the politician, the civilian, the economic, and it will be get the backup by the U.S. For example, Jihad al-Buna can get sanctions and. So there is a lot to do in order to make Hezbollah weaker. When they will be weak enough, then the Lebanese government, then only then the Lebanese army will be able to conform. And again, you cannot or you can't not connect it to what is going on with Iran, because if
sure,
the Iranian
of course
government will get money, this money will go to Hezbollah.
Is there any comfort at all in the fact that we are seeing signs that the Lebanese government, even publicly, are speaking out and speaking up against Hezbollah?
So words do have meaning, of course. I'm not claiming not. We see it Christian people. We see even some from the Druze community and the Sunni community. They're saying to like Hezbollah, and there is also even from the Shiite people criticism against Hezbollah. People in Lebanon starting to understand which disaster, what disaster, what a huge disaster Hezbollah led them. So words have meanings. However, we need more actions, more and more actions. For example, like I said, your Hezbollah, the government of Lebanon, the president of Lebanon claimed, and it is agreed in the parliament, that the weapon should be only by the country. You don't agree, it means that you are out of the law. So, okay, the politicians of Hezbollah, go away from our parliament. So words by themselves is not enough. It's good, it's not enough, especially, Howard, and you know it, especially in the Middle East. We appreciate actions. Not words is going to France and the UK, the politicians. In the Middle East, we have to see actions and not to hide behind words. This is exactly what we have suffered from our neighbors in the last 30 years. A lot of words, a lot of declarations, zero actions. I want to see actions.
That is where we leave it. And that's strong words, wanting to see action. And that's really what it is about, according to Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror. Give me your thoughts on it. Do you think that the agreement between Israel, Lebanon, and of course pushed by the United States will have a positive impact?